H here. Yeah, it's 1:30 a.m. Sunday morning. And you wonder, what the hell am I still doing up at 1:30 in the morning? Well, 12 o'clock, yeah, at midnight, new Super Mario Brothers came out on the eShop. And, you know, there are advantages and disadvantages. I mean, $40 is a bit pricey, but there weren't any enticing pre-orders. There were a couple out there, but nothing that grabbed me. I almost snagged it from Newegg when they had it for $30, but by the time I got to it, it was gone. I heard Amazon was cheaper, but after I started downloading it. But, yeah, biggest thing is, the biggest advantage to this day and date digital downloads, I was able to buy it right at midnight from the comfort of my own home. I didn't have to go wait out in any midnight launch parties or anything. I have it. So yeah, that's the biggest download. And it's not like it's one that, I would consider getting rid of. I mean, it's a new Super Mario Brothers game. I plan on holding on to this one. Well, if I got the physical copy, I would plan on holding it anyway. But the fact that, yeah, it's always on my 3DS. And I just hope Nintendo does this soon with more titles. They haven't announced any, but I would assume the next couple major releases. I think Paper Mario Sticker Star is probably the next big one this year. I believe Luigi's Mansion was the one that got delayed to next year. Animal Crossing is next year. Fire Emblem is next year. Yeah. But I'm excited to see what Nintendo does with this. And if this is a trend. And it also makes me... This whole process also makes me rethink my stance on the Vita and downloadable games. My previous stance was the... if with the discount and the storage it takes is less than the actual retail price, it's a bargain. But you know what? I got the big card. I don't care about bargains on Vita. If it's a game I really want, and there's no way I'm going to trade it, I'll just stick with the download. Unless I get a deal on retail. And just about all the Vita retail games I have were on some sort of discount. Like Mod Nation Racers, Mortal Kombat, Hot Shots Golf, which I picked that up on Best Buy's going out of business sale. I think the only one I got at full price was Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Of course, I bought that when I bought my unit. less than a minute. As far as the game so far, I'm only up to the first fortress, and I think that's just the alternate exit. I haven't gotten through the main entrance. I'm just playing around with it so far, but I like it. And we're probably going to talk about it on this coming Thursday's CBG, episode 120. 119 should be up soon, I hope. And that's about it. Good night, and big balls, sage out.